filmmaker David Sheeve is here to talk about his animated film series, Hard Knock Rock, that's currently playing the LGBT Film Festival circuit, and give us his spin on our LGBT issues. Hi, David.
Hi, Charlotte. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
I'm terrific. Thanks for having me on.
Tell us about your animated film, Hard Knock Rock.
It's an animated series of short films that are made up of little issues that maybe things that your parents didn't tell you or should have told you about and things you might have learned the hard way. So it's sort of an homage to the original 1970s Schoolhouse Rock.
What was your inspiration for creating it?
I was working up at the Clokey Studios in Northern California, and we'd been working on a series project, and I kept having this idea for this little animated short, and it just kept coming to me, and I finally decided, you know, I just want to do it and get it done and get it out of my head, and it rolled into a whole series of these little shorts, and so we've just been working on those now.
What would you like to accomplish with Hard Knock Rock?
These films, I find that you can address a lot of subjects that are either taboo or difficult to talk about or things that make people uncomfortable if you use a little bit of humor, and these do that. So it brings up subjects that, you know, that are good to have discussions about, subjects about gay rights, and we're doing a spot about transgender and transsexual people and drag queens, and just talking about things that are real life things that, you know, sometimes make people uncomfortable, and with the humor level and the aspect of animation, it lowers people's defenses and it starts discussions that are really important.
What is your personal commitment to LGBT civil rights?
Everybody has different talents and different ways to address those situations and to fight for these rights that we all deserve. And I think that starting these discussions and getting people to look at our history, and for me, with storytelling, that's my talent, and being able to poke the holes in the stories that were told by people who are anti-gay rights, and being able to deflate the air out of those stories and ask the questions we need to, I think that's really important. And by doing that, we hold people accountable. And when they come at us with being gay is not natural or those type of things, you demand explanations from them. So I've found that a lot of the struggles that we've faced comes from within the community. I mean, there are a lot of gay or bisexual people unhappily living a straight lifestyle, like Senator Larry Craig or George Wreckers, who was responsible for testifying in a lot of court cases about how gay people weren't fit for adoption or that the behavior is a psychological disorder. And, you know, we find out later on that these are people who are getting caught doing things that they're preaching against. And so I find that being a storyteller and being able to listen and hold people accountable to what they say is really where my talent comes in with supporting gay rights.
What was your reaction to the U.S. Supreme Court rulings on Prop 8 and DOMA?
I knew that at some point that they would be knocked down and that we would get these rights that were being denied us. Just because the gay community is so strong and fierce in our beliefs, and when it comes down to it, you know, our community comes together and supports each other. And it's just nice, though, that we're finally done with all that nonsense so we can actually get onto issues that are important. I mean, the sexual abuse in the church. I mean, dealing with things that are really important. And so I was just relieved when they finally got knocked down as unconstitutional.
LGBTQ teens are 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers, and we continue to have numerous teens continue to take their own lives after facing bullying incidents. What advice would you have for these kids?
Well, you know, I think this is a really great question, and something that a lot of people don't realize, too, is that the bullying not only comes from heterosexual peers, but it also comes from their own family, from their parents or their siblings. In my life, that's what it's been. I mean, I grew up with a father who was mentally and verbally and sometimes physically abusive. And your parents are the people who, you know, are supposed to teach you to have confidence, to teach you, you know, about life and how to feel about yourself. And for me, luckily, I never really experienced the peer bullying. But with being bullied by my parents, I turned to what I was passionate about, which was theater. And thankfully, I found a place. There was a little theater on the Central Coast called the Great American Melodrama, and the owners, John and Lynn Schlinker, who still own it today, they allowed me to become a part of that group. And if I wasn't acting or playing one of the kids' roles in the show, I was ushering or helping the stage manager. And I that there was so much to learn, that there was a whole world out there that I knew nothing about, gay people, bisexual people, and I was exposed to that in a healthy environment, and for me, I knew that there was something beyond what I had been taught by, you know, Catholic school where I went for 12 years, or what I was taught by my family. So I would suggest to young kids that they find something that they're passionate about, throw themselves into it, and find a mentor, somebody who's really great at what you're passionate about, and learn from them. And to me, I think that's the best advice. I mean, to this day, the majority of the people that I work with are quite a bit older. A lot of the people who do some of our animated short films, one lady is still in her 90s, and she's the best at what she does. And just to have those experiences with people who are passionate about the same thing, it helps you build confidence and self-esteem. And I think you learn as you grow older that the bullying, it doesn't stop. It just changes the form. And all throughout life, you'll experience people who don't like you or jealous of you, or, you know, people who are different from you, and what you do makes them feel uncomfortable, or it makes them have to look at themselves, and they don't like that. So I would tell students to just really invest in yourself and find that person that can mentor you. I just think that's the best thing that a person can do.
How can people get information about Hard Knock Rock?
We have a really great Facebook page and a website, and then we also have an Indiegogo website and a Kickstarter, which is a great place for independent artists who are, you know, looking to produce their own films or television programs. The internet is such a great tool that these sites that are here now that weren't here, you know, 10, 12 years ago.
What other projects are you working on?
Right now we're actually going into animation production on the next short film from the Hard Knock Rock series. It features Martha Wash, the singer from It's Raining Men, and two of the ladies from the Supremes, Sherry Payne and Susie Green. And then we also have an animated television pilot project that we're working on with Elaine Stritch and Loretta Devine and a lot of the great voiceover talents from the 60s and 70s.
So Elaine Stritch is involved in this project?
Yeah, I called her agent and I was discussing the project to him, and he listened and he said, you know, David, you know, Elaine isn't, you know, a big fan of cartoons and animation stuff. And I said, well, you know, it's really not animation cartoon that she's thinking of. It's really animated theater. Theater has such a heightened form that it works really well with animation. And he said, okay, I'll give her the script. So I heard from him the next day. The phone rang, and it was him. And he said, okay, she's going to call you. Make sure you pick it up. And so I hung up, and of course, he really got nervous, and she called, and I answered the phone, and the first thing she said, I love it. I fucking love it. Don't change a fucking word of it. And she said, they'll try to make you change the title, but don't change the title. And it was amazing. We went to the recording studio, and just to be in her presence, she is one of the most honest and forthright people that I've ever had a chance to work with, and it was just amazing.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
You know, I do. I wish that people would ask more about how to get involved, because a lot of the stories that are related to our community, you don't see them honestly portrayed on television or in the films, and there are so many independent artists that are out there making their music or writing plays, and funding for these projects, it's hard to come by, and most of the time it comes out of people's own wallets and stuff. So all the new sites that we've mentioned, like Kickstarter or Indiegogo, those are terrific ways to get involved. I mean, there's so many people who can't do it, but they want to be involved, and it's just a great way to support alternative voices in our community.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
You know, I do. When something gets really difficult or hard and I'm struggling with it, I usually step back from it and say, okay, get out of your own way. I find that when we want to do something and we're struggling with it, most of the time we're our worst enemy, and everything else that we use is just an excuse. You know, I can't do it because of this or that. That's just excuses, and that's fear talking. And the moment you find yourself fearful of something that you're passionate about is the moment that you know you have to throw yourself all the way into it. And that's what you need to go for, because it's something that's really important. And the difficult thing, that's what really gets you to the next level. I had a really great mentor when I was getting into animation. His name was Ed Benedict, and he was an animator from the 50s and 60s, and he designed all the characters everybody knows, the Flintstones, Yogi Bear, Huckleberry Hound. He was one of the great designers, and he said to me the first time I met him when we were talking, he said, just think, you always just need to be thinking. Think. And it's true, you just can never stop thinking about things and looking at the details of things, and it's just a great way to be present in the moment with what's going on and to make sure that, you know, the work that you're doing is really serving the correct purpose in the community that you're working with. So it's just important to really be mindful and not fearful of things.